So I'm going to hand it over to Alice. I met Alice 6 months back virtually. She runs a very successful report with the podcast interviews, et cetera, et cetera. It's called Movers and Shakers. You must check that out. You can get links on her LinkedIn profile. And she's going to be the moderator for this panel. The topic is artificial intelligence. Is AI the new driver of the metaverse economy? Very interesting. I'm all ears. Over to you, Alice.
Thanks, Sharad. And just to let everyone know, for some reason, I don't think my camera's working too well, but it's a good job because I'm purely moderating. I will not be the main center of attention. But yeah, thank you, warm welcome. And yeah, Gigi's talk as well was amazing then. Obviously, really amazing.
Okay,
Alice.
so Alice,
Alice, are you
we
there?
lost your voice there,
You
your
lost
audio,
your audio.
and your video. Are you there, Alice?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
Yeah,
we
we
can
can
hear
hear
you,
you.
and that's the main
Okay,
thing.
I'm going to
So
turn my
Neil's off
camera off
camera
then.
as well, Alice. Yeah.
That's fine. I
Okay.
can't do both, apparently. But yeah. So as I was saying, I will kick things off and do, I guess, formal introduction, get the panel to introduce themselves, very brief introduction, and then yeah, we'll ask some pretty hard-hitting questions. So, Alison, do you want to kick things off and give us an introduction to yourself?
Yes, and super fast. So, Alison Alexander, a co-founder at MetaCampus. If you want to know more, check us out. But we're about helping people transition into the Web3 ecosystem.
Thank you. And Jax, do you want to go next?
Yeah, thank you. I'm a smart technology entrepreneur. I did a PhD in AI. I'm pretty passionate about personalized AI and AI and Web3. So very excited to talk about this right now.
And Jimmy, do you want to give an introduction as well?
Absolutely. Hi everyone. My name is Jimmy Daudu. I'm the founder and CEO of Voltail, where we're building a AI-driven metaverse. Recently had a partnership with Meta AI, so a lot of good stuff coming very soon into the works around, merging AI, the metaverse, Web3, and all of that good stuff together. So hey, stay tuned, and really, really excited to be here.
Thank you. And finally, Sunil as well. It was a brief intro.
Hi friends, I'm Sunil Arora, co-founder Trace Network Labs. I am a technology advisor to the fashion industry in 50 plus countries for the last 4 decades, and been an educator and a professor at NIFT India, FIT New York, and London and Paris Schools of Fashion. Been involved with the Web3 and AI for the last 3 years, and that's what we are doing, and I'm very happy to be here.
Thank you, guys, as well for the swift intro. So those of you who haven't read the agenda, myself are going to be inside. I guess to
Okay, can I just
in.
chip in there? Sorry, Alice,
Yeah.
it's Susan again. Can I just ask the panel, can you hear Alice okay?
No,
No.
intermittently.
No, it's going on and
Okay.
off.
Oh.
So Alice, can you just what's happening, or can we take over for you? Just let us know.
Not sure. Let's try one other Wi-Fi, and if it doesn't work, then I'm super sorry. One second.
And what's with Sunil's camera? I can't see Sunil.
You can't see me. I'm here
No.
only.
No.
I think it's
I'm
very
here
light
too.
in
Switch
India.
off and switch on your camera.
Switch
Can
off.
everyone hear me okay now, or?
Yes.
Much
Yes,
better,
that's better.
Alice. Thank you.
That's better, Alice.
Okay. Thanks,
It's
guys.
okay now?
Not for you,
Also
Sunil.
new.
Keep trying.
No, it's I can see myself and others also.
No, but we
Well,
can't
as
see
long as
you.
you can see you, we're very happy. Alice, off you go.
Thanks, guys. Apologies for that. So, I'm going to bring this first question to Jax and Jimmy. obviously, Jack, you can go first, then Jimmy, feel free to, you know, answer secondly. But how would you say you have seen thus far artificial intelligence has positively impacted the metaverse economy in your world and what's relevant to you? So, Jack, if you want to go.
Yeah, thanks, Alice. I think it's all about more intelligent, responsive, personalized virtual spaces and interaction. We already have with, if you think about recommendation engines, what they do with Amazon and Netflix and the kind of personalization that we see there. I think with Web3, we're going to see more enhanced user interaction. And also with generative AI, we see this automated content generation as well. And I've been using this. It's helped with productivity as well. So I think it's going to be incredible. I think there's still a long road ahead in terms of making it truly personalized and to get that ownership part really going. And I think Web3 will play a tremendous role in terms of that. So I'm really looking forward to that.
Thanks. And Jimmy, do you want to?
Absolutely. I'll talk through a current use case. We're working with a telecommunication giant in Africa, MTN Nigeria. Currently, they have 85 million users. What we're building for them is taking away the current chatbot and turning that into a smart avatar in a virtual environment. So it's a project called Ajokare, and you come in, you talk to an avatar, and you have the MTN backgrounds with products and services, but you could start to talk about things like challenges customers face. You know, I lost my SIM card. I need to buy a data plan. I'm leaving Dubai to Lagos, Nigeria for 5 days. What are my options? So what we're doing, you know, for them, I'm positively speaking around AI, is looking at how we reduce customer service queries practically. That reduces operational cost. We increase customer engagement by having this new Jazzy Ajokare talking to you and you feeling like you're talking to a human being, right? And then creating a new channel of revenue for them whereby, you know, with that trip to Lagos from Dubai, you already have places where you could, you know, generate revenues for the customer, for the clients, which is MTN, but for the customer aiding where they could purchase that data plan, for example. So these are three ways where AI is already positively impacting, you know, the metaverse play and organizations at large.
Thank you, I appreciate that. And Alison, do you have anything to add to that, those answers that the guys gave?
So I'm happy with that. Yeah, I know we've got a few questions, so I'm just going to leave it with them. Yeah,
cool. Well, I'll come to you and Sunil next then with our next one. So we'll flip that question on its head then. You know, in your world again, what have you seen has maybe been a downside or a negative impact of AI on the metaverse?
The negative impact.
Yes. Oh, wow. If any, but you know, I think it's good to see both sides of the coin.
Yeah, absolutely. The negative impacts are mainly related to cybersecurity and IP infringement. These are some of the biggest risks which I see of AI for the normal economy as well as for the metaverse. However, great content creators will continue to stand out by sharing unique insights, personal lessons, and perspectives that AI cannot replicate. So they continue to have a significant edge because of their established voice and reputation. So these are some of the more apparent negative risk which I see in the fashion side of things, because there's a lot of creation happening over here and the AI is adding to a lot of design related activity, and those can easily be replicated and copied by people. So that's where I see the IP infringement is a bigger thing that I see over here.
Thanks, Sunil. And Alison, what would you say your thoughts were on that one?
I think for me, the application of AI within the metaverse, people are loading that with a lot of their fears about AI. So because of that, that's how I see it having the negative impact. Yeah, we have actually just heard demonstrable examples of copyright infringement, absolutely those things. And also the use of AI when people are designing things in the metaverse. The difficulty on that for me is that it can actually lead to further bias, that that we have, if because we all know that AI currently is bias. Yeah. And so because we haven't fully cracked that one yet, and we're all working on that, but actually that means if AI is used to build the metaverse, that's going to build us a bias environment. And so I think that's one area.
Oh, Sunil, I think you might need to mute your other device.
Yeah, I've joined from here.
Alice, can I just chip in onto that negative aspect
real
quick?
Please do, yeah.
I think a big one for us is deep fakes. We've seen a whole lot of that, people can start using that for fraudulent activities. We've seen, examples of AI-driven voice that sounds like someone's mother getting security pins and, talking to the bank. So, I think all of those types of activities can definitely, there are always going to be bad actors in every new space or every space. So I think it's how we also police ourselves and ensure that while we're shaping and helping build this, we start to put, safety nets within what we're building as well. So just wanted to add that.
Thank you. Jax, do you have anything you want to add on before we move?
Yeah, I fully agree there with Alison and Jimmy there. Besides privacy concerns, deepfakes, ethical concerns, there's also over automation. So we've got to be careful. Too much reliance on AI might reduce genuine human interactions and the unique human touch in content creation and other things as well. So it's very important to have a balance and have wisdom in terms of how we apply it. So that could be one that we need to look out for. Also in my talk, I actually mentioned quite a bit in terms of things like dependence locking and loss of control and those kind of things as well. And then economic disruption, potential job loss, companies not quick enough in terms of being adaptive in terms of tasks and roles and so forth. But I think we cover a lot of the negatives.
Yeah, no, definitely.
But
thank you.
Can I just pick up on the bit that Jack said around I want to build on like what Oliver said earlier around the mental health, because that's also it connects
Absolutely.
A lot of that together, isn't it? It's like, in a sense, we're going to be just repeating what a lot of the speakers have said today, because it's bringing a lot of those things together. But what he was talking about is the need to have that space and for it to be spoken about, that it's okay that people need to take that time to have good mental health in this environment. And with all the AI elements and people needing to work hard to kind of make sure they don't fall into any of those holes, it's even harder and more important for people to take that mental health time.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a big advocate of that one for sure. So I guess I'm moving swiftly on to look into the future then. And this can be, again, I like to kind of hear it from everyone's own personal world. But Jimmy and Jax, we'll go to Jimmy first. How do you foresee the future now of AI driving the metaverse economy in your world and what relates to kind of your day-to-day and your business?
I think it's promising, yet very complex. If I look at it, I know Nova earlier on talked about, some of the, use of Midjourney, use of, those AI tools for images and all of that. But, if you're building an immersive environment in Unreal and you go to one of these tools to generate 3D assets, you're still going to need some optimization time. You're still going to need all of that. So, looking into the future, it's how do we keep on evolving the concept of using those AI tools to make what we do quicker, faster, smarter, right? And while there are these complexities, I think part of those challenges are Jack talked about the ethical side, Jamie talked about the privacy side as well. There's also the security concern as well. Talked about deepfake. So I think the future is promising, scary, but it's interesting. I believe I personally am excited because I'm part of this forum, driving, shaping, leading, building experimenting and evolving what we are, what the possibilities of the tools could be. But it's really interesting, yet scary at the same time.
Alice, I fully agree with Jimmy. I actually, in my book, Democratizing Artificial Intelligence to Benefit Everyone, I actually talk about the future, and obviously I talk about MTP for humanity that complements United Nations goals. And then I actually talk about solutions, kind of AI-driven super platform where people are empowered, where everybody have their own personalized AI, and also where their data as well as services can be monetized as well. So we need to have that kind of democracy in terms of smart tech. I think in the future, we'll see AI also in decentralized AI systems, DAOs, kind of distributed AI models operating in various parts of the metaverse. Also in terms of governance, AI-driven regulatory systems, I think we will see that, ensuring fair trade, security, adherence to community standards, those kind of things as well. Also greater economic sophistication, I think. AI could obviously drive new economic models. We already see this kind of new business models coming to the fore, digital currencies, innovative financial products, all of those kind of things tailored for the metaverse. And I also think enhanced creativity. I was kind of blown away by a lot of the presentations today in terms of just how people already adapt. And we see the enhanced creativity play out in front of our eyes. So it's happening.
I agree. And Sunil, do you have anything to add to that? You know, what do you foresee the future like in your world?
Yeah, absolutely. I have something to add. The breakthrough technologies helping in procedural generation and asset creation in our sense of the world, which can be leveraged to create infinite, diverse, and unique virtual landscapes and assets, acting as a co-pilot with designers and manufacturers. So creators can input images of styles, fabrics, and textiles, as Noah had was already giving you a lot of information on that, prompting the AI model to create potentially thousands of collections and their images based on just a few words or references. So through this, fashion designers can rapidly create, ideate, and develop new designs with absolutely no effort, and with genuinely no design skill also. So all these things are possible. So this is where I see things happening in a big way.
Amazing. And finally, we'll finish off with lovely Alison. Is there anything else you want to give us on that one?
Perfect. I just want to say what we've just heard is around a promising yet complex environment. We've heard that we're going to get a new economy, different kinds of new but different economies and new designs. And for me, what that speaks about is that AI is going to empower individuals who might never have had the financial or the social capital to be in this space. So I think, to me, it's about that change that's going to come, and that will create us new economies that don't just work for the white middle class worlds of how the world has been created so far. It will change how we operate.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Amy.
Well, I guess that finishes off really nice. And actually on time now. I mean, if anyone has any comments, I would love that.
There's a comment, there's a question in the Q&A. I think it's actually for us. Happy for us to take that quickly, if you don't mind.
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead. I didn't actually see that one.
Would like to ask the thinkers in the panel to explain the cost factor. Is the metaverse for the rich? How much do you see the reach and availability of metaverse at ground level and at a mass level?
I don't think it's just for the rich.
Yeah. I think it's going to be on a spectrum. I think it's almost like the mobile phone. Even if you think about Africa, you think about feature phones, the impact of that. We saw a little bit of leapfrog happening in especially Kenya and some places around mobile money. So I think we're going to drive costs down, and it's not just going to be for the rich or the elite, because we need to, in my talk, I actually talked about this kind of thing around the digital separators. We have to get rid of that. That shouldn't be a separator. So we need to work hard as a global humanity, as community, civilization, to ensure that everybody's got opportunities. I think that's the potential is there. So I feel good about it.
I'd like to add a couple lines. In virtual worlds, assets can be incredibly costly and time-consuming and complex, which is one of the problems with the smaller fashion labels, which might lack the capital or the time to create virtual world ventures. But thanks to AI, fast development and creation is becoming more and more efficient, more collaborative, more cost-effective, democratized, and enabling co-creation faster at lot lower cost than we had ever thought possible. So Gen AI is doing a lot for the metaverse economy, besides doing for the physical economy also.
Absolutely. And maybe just a final comment. I just want to say this kind of AI and Web3 for me is like a new era of decentralized innovation, and where we actually create a decentralized world where intelligence meets trust. And that's for me such a great summary if you really want to make it short and sweet.
Yeah, I'm just gonna jump in there real quick. Sorry. I think from if you look at the cost of technology over the years, you know, new technology comes in, it's super expensive. You know, take you back to 2006-07 in Nigeria, Africa. You know, cost of a SIM card was about 50,000 naira. You know, come now, SIM card is free. They even give you data plans on your SIM card. You know, but when it came out, it was very expensive. So that's how it is with the metaverse and, you know, these technologies. Getting a gaming PC right now might be expensive. Getting assets, like Sunil said, might be expensive. But, you know, coming 3-4 years when there's mass adoption, it's like, it's going to be cheap, very affordable, you know. Yes. So I think just wanted to stress that out from an economic curve perspective.
Thanks, yeah. Jimmy. I appreciate that. And thank you, everyone, for the input on that one. Sharad, I think it's probably time that we went back to you.
Yeah, a lot of takeaways, panel. Loved all the points that you guys made, meta shapers. This is